today on Family Talk.
Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh, and our guest today is Dr. Dobson. The transgender issue has been popping up in the headlines a lot these days, and we've aired a variety of broadcasts on the topic. Today, though, Dr. Dobson will share from his heart to explain his stance on the subject. We recognize this is a controversial topic, but no matter where you stand on the issue, we urge you to hear these words with an open mind and through Christ-centered ears. Here now is Dr. Dobson on today's edition of Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson, and you're listening to another edition of Family Talk, and I have a letter for you. Today's program is going to feature a letter that I've written to our entire mailing list and to the folks that we have on our internet list. That's a lot of people, and it deals with this subject of the bathroom controversy that's been going on in recent weeks. And this one comes not from our guests or from a pastor, but from my heart. And this is directly from me. And I sat down and wrote it for parents and anyone else who's interested, or should I say concerned, about this issue. And this is what I wrote. Dear friends, when I was in the third grade, I raised my hand one day and asked the teacher for permission to go to the bathroom. She nodded, and I hurried down the hall to the door designated boys. After I had relieved myself, I headed back in the direction of my home room. As bad luck would have it, the doors in the hallway all looked alike, and I opened the wrong one. Two second-grade girls were standing there with their mouths open in disbelief. Then they both screamed and pointed at me. The loudest one said, "You're in big trouble." And the other one said, "Get out of here." They were sweet kids. I was mortified beyond belief. I sneaked back into class and looked at the floor, wondering who might have witnessed my unthinkable crime. Now, that was decades ago, and I haven't forgotten my humiliation. The cardinal rule is that boys and girls never entered each other's private facilities, and I mean never. How the world has changed. Who would have believed a day would come during my lifetime when boys could meander into the private sanctuary of girls' bathrooms, or that it would someday be a civil right for men to use women's locker rooms and showers without permission or apology? Imagine sex-absorbed junior high boys oogling the bodies of developing pubescent girls or standing beside them in the showers. Have we gone absolutely mad? Whatever happened to modesty and safety and Christian mores? Did it upset you when the President of the United States ordered every public school in America to open all its bathroom facilities, including those that are in use by a member of the opposite sex? The President's order made me furious, and then I got sick to my stomach. How dare this man do something so audacious and unthinkable? His letter from the White House carried an implied threat to withhold federal money from local schools, which rocked the halls of public education. Who is this politician that is spending your hard-earned tax dollars to manipulate school officials anyway? Who is it that is warping our children? It is Barack Obama, one of the worst presidents in American history, and it is time that we stood up and said so. Obama, acting like a king, is wielding dictatorial powers never envisioned in the law. He is determined to change the way males and females relate to one another, and worse, how children perceive themselves. If you're a married man with any gumption, surely you will defend your wife's privacy and security in restroom facilities. Would you remain passive after knowing that a strange-looking man, dressed like a woman, has been peering over toilet cubicles to watch your wife in a private moment? What should be done to the pervert who was using mirrors to watch women and girls in their stalls? If you're a dad, I pray that you will protect your little girls from men who walk in unannounced, unzip their pants, and urinate in front of them. Where is today's manhood? God bless us. You're probably aware that Target has taken a stand to allow persons who self-identify as a man or a woman to use the restroom of their choice. In addition to Target stores, the following retailers have also decided, against the objections of many of their customers, to create gender-neutral bathrooms. These are they: Starbucks, Ross, Walgreens, Toys R Us, and Barnes & Noble. Shirley and I no longer patronize these stores, and I hope millions of others will do likewise. Let's talk about Barack Obama again, who is a tyrant in many ways. How dare he assault centuries of modesty and moral beliefs? By what authority does he tell parents and school officials what to teach children under their care? Christian parents, does this outrageous order violate something deep within your sense of propriety? The president has already maneuvered the courts into undermining a 5,000-year-old definition of marriage after experiencing his infamous epiphany. Now he's determined to change Western civilization forever. He becomes more reckless and defiant as his second term comes to an end. Never has an American president been so absorbed with the use and abuse of power, and unfortunately, he still has 7 months to go. What's next, I would ask? I grew up, like many of you, respecting the authority and dignity of the nation's presidents. Each of them was tasked with the responsibility of defending the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to protect our rights as citizens. This is what I was taught. My fourth-grade teacher, Mrs. Harris, described for us the three branches of government and how each division has the authority to restrain the other two, according to a principle known as checks and balances. It made America unique among nations. But with the complete refusal of today's U.S. Congress to restrain the presidency or to curtail a runaway judiciary that is itself drunk with power, we the people are victimized by those who steal our freedom. Our founding fathers would be shocked to learn how the safeguards on our freedoms, which they established, have been abandoned. Let me address the obvious question. What drives the bathroom issue? Why is our chief executive, who is burdened with the cares of the world, so obsessed by the operation of school bathrooms throughout the nation? The answer is simple. It's motivated by a desire to destroy the institution of the family and to accomplish that by redefining the concept of gender. It's a restatement of an old campaign. This is what influential feminist Dale O'Leary had to say on the issue of gender and its meaning in her publication, Gender: The Deconstruction of Women. Now, that was written in 1995. She wrote, although many people think that men and women are the natural expression of a genetic blueprint, gender is a product of human thought and culture, a social construction that creates the true nature of all individuals. Do you understand what she's saying there? Gender is not determined by your chromosomes. It's a product of culture. If a man thinks like a woman, he is a woman. Furthermore, if we protect children from social and religious conditioning, people will be free to move in and out of existing gender roles at will. Now, taking that concept to its logical conclusion, the feminist and LGBT activists want to dissolve the traditional roles of mothers and fathers and, in time, eliminate references to wife, husband, son, daughter, sister, brother, manhood, womanhood, boy, girl, masculine, and feminine. These activists want us to replace these age-old terminologies with neutral terms such as significant other, spouse, parent, child, and sibling. You'll see that happening in the near future, if not already. The bottom line is that they want to destroy human sexuality and take with it the foundation of the family. That's their goal, and they have a president in office who is willing to use his executive authority to force this nonsense on us all. Clearly, there are serious implications here for mothers and fathers. I urge you to protect your boys and girls from those who are espousing those views. Shield them from gender feminism and from those who would confuse their sexuality. They will be under increasing political pressure in years to come. It's also important for us as adults to understand our own sexual identities. If we don't know who we are, our kids will be doubly confused about who they are. Any uncertainty, any ambiguity in that assignment must be seen as damaging not only to our sons and daughters, but also to the long-term stability and health of the society itself. I urge you to base your teachings about sexuality on the scriptures, which tell us, quote, God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Genesis 1:27. Jesus, who was the first Jewish leader to give dignity and status to women, said, haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female? And, quote, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Matthew 19:4-5. That is the divine plan. It leaves no doubt that the Creator made not one sex, but two, each beautifully crafted to fit with and meet the needs of the other. Any effort to teach children differently is certain to produce turmoil in the soul of a child. We must fight to protect our homes and families from these politically correct politicians who would create new entitlements that take away our liberties. There is no time to lose. Our children hang in the balance. With every ounce of passion I possess, I am James Dobson, founder and president, Family Talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a letter that I've written to the constituents of Family Talk and to the culture at large. I hope many millions of people will hear it. And it comes down to this. The LGBT activists and their super captain in the White House, Barack Obama, have made a valiant effort with this bathroom issue to do nothing less than to reorder human behavior and Western civilization. I mean, we are, after all, sexual beings. That's the way God made us. And you can't tamper with that without changing absolutely everything. And in that regard, this decision is absolutely unprecedented. And as I wrote after the Supreme Court made same-sex marriage a constitutional right, that was not the end of the matter. I said that was only the beginning, and this is the next step after that. It's just the tip of the iceberg, and we're going to see far more radical things coming as long as this administration is in power. Now, I have invited my colleague, Brian McNulty, to join me here in the studio. He is Vice President of Media for Family Talk and is responsible for overseeing this broadcast. Brian, are you as alarmed as I am about what is coming on this great nation, not only what has happened now, but where that leads? I hope our listeners understand that this is moving. It's a train going down the track, and the bridge is out down there. The very stability of this nation is at stake.
Absolutely, Doctor. I'm very concerned. I would say I'm terrified when I look at what it really is, because I see it for what it really is. It's not about the transgenders. They represent less than 1% of our population. But the Obama administration, and Obama has made this a hot button political issue where he's injecting the justice system and the educational system into the conversation. It's simply another ploy to break down the traditional American family. So part of our job here at Family Talk is to monitor blogs, websites, rip things from the headlines for you to bring forth to our listeners. And today, it's just a perfect time to talk about the infamous Friday the 13th.
That's when the decision was revealed.
That's right. Friday, May 13th, Obama issued this letter, and everyone has covered it, not just the conservative blogs like Fellowship of the Minds, but MSNBC, Fox News, The Huffington Post. Everyone has an opinion on this. And if you start to look through the smoke, you realize what this is all about. And that is, when Obama issued the letter, he had it signed by his officers in the Justice Department and the Education Department, and it was served to the public schools across the country. So if you're a school administrator and you are at the local level, you see this from the federal government and you think you have no choice but to accept it. We shouldn't have to accept something like this because it flies in the face of our personal beliefs and it flies in the face of the Constitution of the United States. So I ask you, why in the world would Obama, at the end of his second term, want there to be chaos?
You know, Brian, I don't think that is an objective that he came to after 7 years. It's been there from the beginning. It seems like everything he's tried to do has been to move us toward chaos. Chaos in the military, chaos in medicine, certainly. Chaos in the family and in marriage. Chaos in the judiciary, in the courts, chaos in the economy, chaos in every branch of government, chaos in education from kindergarten through the largest and most influential of the universities. It's been chaos, and now he's trying to tell parents how to raise their children, and that will be the most chaotic of all because that leads toward the next generation. If he gets control of the next generation, then his predecessors will have an easier time of controlling us, and that's what it comes down to. It comes down to tyranny. If the people have to take a choice between chaos and tyranny, they will always choose tyranny because chaos is unpredictable and tyranny is generally not, even when you're under an oppressive regime. I think control is what it comes down to.
Are you saying that he's setting the table for future left administrations to run the table?
Yeah, that's called his legacy. You hear that spoken of frequently on the news. He wants to leave America different than he found it. He called it to fundamentally change America. That was his goal from the beginning. How do you change it? You change it with chaos. And I want to say in closing, we're out of time here, but the history of America has been a people who had a passion for freedom. They were not willing to be tyrannized. They fought a revolutionary war because they were being oppressed and tyrannized. And we're moving in that direction. And I'm not calling for a revolution, but I am saying we better stand up and fight because we're losing something precious to us. It's called liberty.
Dr. Dobson, thank you. You reference precious liberty, and we hear you loud and clear. You've always stood in the gap for that, and we understand what this means as believers. It's about our religious liberty.
That's what our founding fathers were all about. They cared most about liberty and about freedom, and they gave us principles to live by it and to maintain it. You know, Brian, I'm going to be in heaven before too long. I mean, I seem to be healthy now, but what's 10 or 15 or even 20 years? It's short. My concern is for the next generation and the generations to come. My concern is for my grandkids, two of them. and for everybody that I love. And we must defend this and pass it on the way it was given to us by our founding fathers. And this is something we must pray about and be willing to even fight for.
Well, earlier today you were mentioning a quote that you love from Benjamin Franklin. You talk about our founding fathers, and I know it's a story that you love. It has to do with Benjamin Franklin walking out of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, and he was approached by a woman, and she asked, "Well, doctor, what have we got here, a republic or a monarchy?"
And he said to her, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." And the significance of that echoes down through the ages because the natural state of man is in tyranny. It's not a democracy. It's not a representative form of government. It is tyranny with somebody's heel on your neck. And we must not allow that to happen to us and our progeny.
Amen to that. Thank you, Doctor. And thank you for your July newsletter. Your newsletter is available on our website, www.drjamesdobson.org. Call us. We'd love to send it to you. Thank you again. God bless you for all that you do. I hope to see you next time.
Thank you, Brian, for joining us.
You've been listening to Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson as he shares his heart and explains his stance on one of the most controversial issues in the news today. We encourage you to search the scriptures and let God guide your conversations about this topic in the coming days. As Christians, we're called to speak the truth in love, and we hope we've given you some resources and information to do just that. Now, we know it's possible that we may have ruffled a few feathers with today's broadcast. Let us know if that is in fact the case. Give us some feedback, because we really value a respectful two-way dialogue with you. Your input and your comments back to us are very, very important, and please know you can reach us at 877-732-6825 or online at drjamesdobson.org. Also, if you found this broadcast to be informative and you'd like to hear it again, call us or go to our website to download a copy to listen and to share. The number again is 877-732-6825, and the website is drjamesdobson.org. While you're online, be sure to check out some of the tremendous resources we have to help you walk in righteousness, no matter what is going on in the culture. You know, Family Talk is a listener-supported ministry, and we're able to offer these great resources because of the generous gifts of our listeners. So, if you are able, would you help us out at this time? We would greatly appreciate your support and your contributions. You can call us at 877-732-6825 or reach us via our website, drjamesdobson.org, to give today. Thank you for partnering with us. I'm Roger Marsh. Thank you for spending time with us today. Be sure to come back again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
We live under a representative form of government. Unfortunately, not enough of us take the time to let our representatives know how we really feel about issues that concern us.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Letters and phone calls to our local officials, representatives, and senators do make a difference, and they certainly need to hear from us. Let me offer a few ideas that may help in making your letter the most effective it can be. First, be brief and restrict each letter to one subject or one piece of legislation. This makes it easier for the person you're writing to respond and for their staff to organize correspondence. If the letter is about a specific bill, identify it by name and number. Second, make your letter personal. Form letters and postcards do have a place, but personal letters get more attention. Describe how the proposed bill or course of action would affect you or your family or your community. Give the essential background information as well. And third, remember that elected officials receive thousands of letters of complaint and very few positive responses. If someone you've elected to serve you says or does something that you like, respond with a quick thank you note of appreciation. And by all means, remember this: democracy works best when the people make their wants and wishes known.
doesn't want to be encouraged to make their marriage stronger? Our new Family Talk iPhone app is designed especially to uplift your marriage in a way that makes it easy for both husbands and wives to find great resources. Loaded with articles, broadcasts, and videos, the new Family Talk app will provide you practical tips on making your marriage all it can be. The customized Family Talk app tailors content around where you are in life. Whether you're a husband, wife, dad, or mom, the Family Talk app will provide you with daily inspiration to strengthen your marriage and invest into the lives of your children. The app also allows you to set personal reminders around life's greatest priorities, your faith and family. Go to drjamesdobson.org/app. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org/app to download your free customized Family Talk app today.